From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, you're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In El Salvador, baby spider monkeys are stolen from their mothers by unscrupulous wildlife traders, and then they're sold on the black market as pets. Well, when those monkeys are lucky enough to be rescued, they come to zoos, and they're traumatized, and they're mentally scarred, and they're sometimes really aggressive, but they're always terrified. But thanks to past partnerships with Zoo Boise's conservation program in that region, the zoo was asked to help set up El Salvador's first spider monkey sanctuary. So joining us today to tell us more about this is Zoo Boise Director Gene Peacock. Gene, it's really nice to have you back on the program.
Yeah, happy to be here, and always great to pop in for a chat.
So can we start with the problem that I just mentioned in El Salvador? Who is taking the monkeys out of the forest, and why?
So what's really happening in El Salvador is it's kind of a crossroads for animal trafficking. They'll catch spider monkeys, capuchin monkeys, and various parrot and macaw species, and they'll transport them to other countries for the pet industry. And when you take an animal out of the wild to put it in the pet industry, it traumatizes the animal, and a lot of times the animals don't survive the journeys and the captivity. And so a lot of what was happening in El Salvador is they were intercepting these animals that were being shipped to other places. And that's where they reached out to one of our conservation partners, Paso Pacifico, and got a hold of us to intervene and help. And so myself and one of our zookeepers, Nicole, who is sitting here with me, and an educator, Austin, went down there to work with them back last July.
So if I'm understanding this right, Gene, the government of El Salvador has been able to rescue some of these monkeys, but they really want this trafficking to stop.
Correct. The Ministry of Environment and Natural Resources in El Salvador has done a great job in committing to conservation. They're really upping their game in conservation and species protection and habitat protection. And a big part of that is this illegal pet trade. And so they're working with a lot of the locals and the outlying cities and villages to really try to put a dent in this. So it's a good project, a very worthy project.
Mm-hmm. So, Gene, you mentioned that when these animals are rescued, a lot of times they're really traumatized. Can you describe a little bit about what that may look like? Because one of those signs is that they can become very aggressive. So how does that work if you're trying to put them into a zoo environment?
So one of the things they're doing in El Salvador is they're actually want to create sanctuaries that the animals cannot necessarily be released into the wild, but they're big, nice natural habitats where they can live, as normal as possible. But what you see in these animals a lot of times is depression. You can really see the depression, and in primates in particular, you can see it in their face, in their eyes, in their body posture, but you'll see aggression. One animal in particular, they had went and rescued the animal, and he had a hay string, like the string you use to put around a bale of hay. He had it tied around his neck, and they had him in this holding habitat. And the monkey was really aggressive. He would charge at you, spit at you, scream, shake, just very, very violent. And one of the things we did was work with the team in El Salvador to train the monkeys, to get them to trust you, and to use enrichment to stimulate him in other ways. And Nicole, our zookeeper, did an excellent job, in particular with the zookeepers in El Salvador, working with this monkey. They were actually able to remove the rope from around its neck in a couple of days, and now they do blood draws. So it's a lot of non-invasive ways where we don't have to sedate animals, and just teaching them a lot of that. So treating the symptoms, building their trust, improving their diets, giving them things to stimulate them mentally and physically is really the start of how you improve the lives of these animals.
So Gene, when these monkeys are taken out of the forest, are they usually, you know, babies, and are they ripped from their parents? Because I would think I mean, as we know, you know, about primates in particular, you know, there is such a bond there. And I could just, it's horrifying, frankly, to think that now this would happen.
That's usually what happens is the poachers will go out and they'll find a troop of monkeys. And a lot of the South American primates live in big groups. So you'll picture, you know, two or three dozen monkeys up in the trees, and they'll go in and they'll target the females with infants that they're still carrying on them, or they'll target the younger monkeys that may not quite have the awareness to flee. And they'll catch these animals, and those are the ones that end up in captivity. And a lot of times when they catch the infants, it means it's sacrificing the life of the mother.
Yeah. It's just heartbreaking.
Yep.
It really is. So you had mentioned, Nicole, your zoo director went down to El Salvador. Can you, and if Nicole's there, she's more than welcome to join our conversation.
Nicole, our zookeeper who specializes in training and worked with him, she's sitting right here with me. So yeah, ask away.
Hello.
So yep, Nicole. Right. Okay. So Nicole, I'm really curious. So Gene mentioned this monkey that you guys, where he had the rope around his neck. I believe his name was Poncho. So you started working with him, right? As well as one of the local keepers. What were you able to do to help Poncho, you know, get to a place where not only is he safe, but his handlers are safe to be around him?
Yes. So I kind of showed them training that we like to use here that uses positive reinforcement. And so the keeper down there, his name is Wilbur, already had somewhat of an established relationship with this spider monkey. So Wilbur was one of the ones who would, you know, clean his habitat every day and feed him and all that. And this monkey was still very aggressive towards him. So I kind of one-on-one with Wilbur went over to this monkey and showed him some of our techniques and just how to build trust with this monkey. And after just a few times of Wilbur doing this on his own, he was able to get the monkey to come over and receive rewards for coming up to him, for sitting still by Wilbur. And just a couple days in, Wilbur was able to just through the mesh, use just a pair of scissors to cut the rope off the monkey. And I think that really solidified their relationship. And after that, anytime Wilbur was around, this monkey would run right up very calmly and just sit there quietly. He no longer was aggressive towards any of us walking up. It really just made the difference between the two of them.
Mm. And Nicole, how is Poncho now? Because you get updates about him.
Yeah, it's really nice to keep in touch with people that we met there. And Wilbur will still send us photos or videos and just updates about this monkey in particular because of the story he has. But all of them, and he likes to show us enrichment. And Gene briefly mentioned earlier, Wilbur's been working on being able to do blood draws so they could keep track of his health. And they're doing that through the mesh. And so, yeah, we've gotten a video, you know, the monkey reaching out and Wilbur's able to touch him on the hand, feel his arms, just all kinds of things now.
Nicole, what was it like for you to go down to El Salvador and help put this program in place? But I mean, also just, the emotional reaction that you may have had to seeing these poor monkeys in this condition.
Yeah, it was really a wonderful opportunity for me to see a different part of the world I haven't been to yet and to meet people. And for me personally, one of my favorite things actually was at the end of the day when we were all sitting around just eating dinners together and sharing stories with people who have the same job that I do there and hearing how they talk about the animals the same way we do and just really bonding over shared passions and goals. That was a big part for me. It was really wonderful. Mm.
So Gene, you know, one of the things I truly love about Zoo Boise is all of the conservation work that the zoo does actually outside of the zoo. So this is one of the reasons, right, that you got to establish the Spider Monkey Sanctuary because of the conservation work that Zoo Boise does. So how important is it that you build these relationships around the world in order to help these animals?
I mean, you put it so well. It's wonderful that our zoo here in Boise, Idaho, can have such an impact globally and locally. In the case of this, it came about from building relationships. Several years ago, we partnered with a wonderful conservation organization called Paso Pacifico, and they focus mainly in Nicaragua and El Salvador for habitat protection. They work with spider monkeys. They work with sea turtles. They really get the community involved. And we started off by helping them fund community rangers to help with firefighting efforts down there and anti-poaching efforts. And the first part of our trip, we actually got to meet and spend time that Zoo Boise Conservation Fund funded these rangers' positions. So we spent some time seeing our projects at work and in action. But when the government reached out to Paso Pacifico, they said, we work with a great zoo, and that's just kind of how it happened through that relationship building.
And we have spider monkeys at Zoo Boise, correct?
We do. We have Elvis. Elvis
that's
and Sarah
right.
are our two spider monkeys. Elvis is in his 60s, and he's estimated to be one of two, if not the oldest spider monkey in captivity. He's been here a long time. He is quite the character, really attached to his keepers, and just a really fun monkey to interact with.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the work that you do, because it does have a ripple effect all around the world for these animals. So just really appreciate the work there. We've been talking with Zoo Boise Director Gene Peacock, as well as Nicole, who is the zoo director, about the zoo helping establish a sanctuary in El Salvador for spider monkeys. So we're going to put a picture of Poncho, the monkey we were talking about, as well as a video about the trip on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. So I encourage all of you to take a look at Poncho and take a look at that video. Nicole and Gene, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.